This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. It is time now for Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Sports Hodgepodge coming up at 4. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant as well. Can I make a quick observation down from downstairs in our parking lot in the garage?
Yeah.
Have you noticed the number of people that eat lunch in their cars with their engines on?
Yes.
Sitting in the car?
Yes. Every day when I'm driving, there's like three.
Is that something? I mean,
is that
see
a new thing?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Is that when you have lunch, a lunch break, you go downstairs, I saw people like forks, bites of food, you mm-hmm. know, like noodles and stuff. I mean, eating like in their car. Like when you go on break, is that something you do? Go sit in your car, turn it on, and
I love a good car meal, man. I really do. And this is probably
you go I don't down know to if I'm car, missing
you,
something.
You go down to your car, you pick up lunch somewhere,
yeah,
and then you drive through it or whatever to go, and then you come back to the office, and you're like, I don't want to quite make that leap back into the office yet,
okay?
Because then I kind of go into work mode, and I can't be in full on eat mode. I can be in full eat mode. I can put on whatever I want on the radio. I can sit back. I can maybe lay my chair back a little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
Get a little recline going, and no one's just saying anything to me.
I see people on their phone with the cars on.
Just some personal time.
They're
probably watching YouTube like you.
Yeah.
I think it's part of the phone generation or the phone movement. Like everybody's part of the phone generation, I get. But
sure.
But also maybe some pandemic hangover of not wanting to hang
socialize.
Out in cramped areas, especially when people sick.
I just didn't know because I walk by every afternoon.
It's me sometimes.
And there's like four.
I'll be in there eating my number 13 from Jersey Mike's.
There you go.
Four and five people just sitting with the car on. And just kind of just chowing away mm-hmm. with a plate of food next to their face.
It's better than eating at the cubicle, man. I mean, come on. You got all this paperwork going on. You know, your scouting reports or whatever. You don't want to get grease all over them.
No. I got you.
You think this Jack in the Box cheeseburger is going to pair well with some of my documents and my spreadsheets?
I'll wipe my face with a scouting report if I have to as a napkin.
No big deal.
Yeah.
I'll get another one.
I'll make another report. Hey, Eric, how about this? More of a concern of the play of Zach Martin or Trayvon Diggs?
Trayvon Diggs, because for this season, you could argue either one of them, but Trayvon Diggs is a guy who's still supposed to be in the prime. I guess the caveat is he's coming off the injury, so mm-hmm. there's hope that he will start to regain footing. But I think Trayvon Diggs was a problem. I was against signing him when you did. He quit. He was O-laying on plays in playoff games. So he's a guy that I'm big time concerned about because you know he's only 50% of a defensive player. He covers. That's it. And now I'm not 100% sure that he can consistently do that.
How about you, Wooly? More concerned about Martin or Diggs?
Yeah, it's Diggs because he's a guy that you're still going to have here for the foreseeable future. Like Zach Martin, I believe this is his last year. Calvin even just said it, probably going to retire. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a bummer. He's one of my favorite Cowboys all time. Was awesome that we got him as a player guest last year. And he's, in my opinion, going to be a Ring of Honor Hall of Famer, hopefully. Sure. So that it stinks to see that. But Father Time, I think, kind of gets the best of all of us. And maybe it is something to do with the back and the injury. Like, maybe he's just not fully right. But that's the worst game I've ever seen him play, having a chance to go back and watch the All-22 last night. It was brutal. But it is Diggs. I mean, that guy, I understood, right? He makes some business decisions. He's not the most physical. But the coverage now, where he is every single week, it seems like, giving up some big plays, that's got to stop.
Yeah, you know, I think Diggs will bounce back. He struggled, but I think the injury is a factor. With Zach Martin, it's just over, you know, and it's unfortunate because he's at an age where he could still be really good for a number of years. But now I see why we've heard all the retirement rumors. There's obviously been a slow decline, but I think he's fallen off that cliff.
Big Richard in Fort Worth says, I do it every day, Broadus. Eat Chipotle and lay my seat back and half nap and listen to Krusty's Corner. Doing it right now.
Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. I just was curious because I never ate in the car. I'm not one of those eat in the car guys.
It can be messy.
I always feel like I spill stuff on me.
See, yeah,
when I eat in the car.
832 says, pro tip is you actually eat in the passenger seat.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like when you go to the hotel and you have two beds. Yeah. You're like, okay, this is my, if I don't really want a shower bed, this is my kind of, I'm a little bit nasty bed.
Well, and then
this is my, definitely my clean.
The TikTokers that'll eat in the car, they've got like all kinds of apparatuses. It's like a table that you can like put over your lap. Wow. And I mean, they've made eating
like
in the car.
Like a TV tray.
Like a TV tray.
Yeah, exactly. Like a whole on it easy deal now.
I like you. Dawson.
Yes, sir.
Why are Lamb and Prescott struggling so much in the red zone?
Because Dak's never been a good red zone quarterback and they can't run the football, you know. It makes it really easy if now we don't even have to defend the top off the ball, defense ball. You know, we don't have to protect the deep ball. Mm-hmm. Now we can congest it even more. I think you can tell, obviously, from the last two games, like, Dak will miss safeties. He'll be like, oh, that's right, there was a guy there, you know. And that's one of the key quarterback skills that he lacks that he makes up for in other ways. But it magnifies their problems when you shrink the field mostly. And then, you know, the lack of a running game is huge.
Wooly.
I think the design is a big part of this.
Scheme or ability there?
I think more scheme, because we've seen the ability of those two should not have fallen off, right? Mm-hmm. CD should still be in, and he still has made some unbelievable plays even this year. So I think more scheme related, and my hope is that is something that we're not talking about here in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, it's a weird disconnect. I think there's something going on between Dak and Lamb.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Some extent, it might just be football things. I don't know if it carries over more than just that. Can it really just be the training camp factor? How can you be so disconnected after the amount of years and time you've put in off the season that you just had?
Yeah.
And now, just simply because training camp, is it that important? What is wrong? I don't know exactly what it is. But there's clearly, they're not on the same page. And it's not just the red zone.
Right.
It's middle of the field.
Yeah.
He's going long and Dak's throwing short. What are we doing? It's mind-boggling to me. I would love to get to the bottom of that.
How about this one, Wooly Bully?
What up?
What do you think about moving Cooper Beebe to left guard and keeping Tyler Smith at left tackle and putting Hoffman at center?
I wouldn't mind it. I know Cooper Beebe is a Pro Bowl level, in my opinion. He can be an elite, like we're talking first, second team All-Pro guard. I mean, that was all the tape at Kansas State. That's why I fell in love with him, was his ability to just maul people, put them on the ground, the nastiness he plays with. I think he can develop better at center. You know, if you want to play him there, he'll be fine. I think all this stuff that he's struggling with right now with the stunts and some of the pickups, like that's time, seeing it, processing, but he's already making strides every single week. But as a guard, it's his natural position. I think he'd be fantastic.
I think that would be kind of a win now move, and you're not a win now football team. I think you need to, you're pulling the plug early on a guy. Like you don't want to just bail on him, and then all of a sudden, okay, wait, and then are you gonna start the thing where now you're doing a Byron Jones, and is he a center, is he a guard? Because okay. How many weeks before like that's happening?
I like what you're doing.
You know, so I'm not trying to cross train a rookie here. Let's show me and prove to me in a year where we're clearly not going anywhere. Let's see how much improvement you can do at the most important position. I can find a guard. You know what I'm saying? If Cooper Beebe can be a center, I want that. And I also want Tyler Guyton to be my left tackle.
Sure.
Like, throw the young guys in the ocean and see if they can swim here.
Right.
What are we trying to win? We're not trying to win Jack.
I might bench Steele, put Guyton over at right tackle where he played in college, and rock with Tyler Smith at the left side. That might end up being the move.
Just see if that's doable, you know, for next year. I would love it if they experiment on that level. I don't anticipate they will unless the record gets really bad, like lose the next three.
Yeah, I just wonder if he would be, you know, because some of the things with him at center with the twist stunts and stuff, and you're right, Eric, learn on the job, that, you know, I just kind of wonder if he would be more comfortable
probably
playing guard than he would be playing center, right?
I bet he would. But the other thing he's shown is he's not a quick learner. Like with the snap step stuff you were talking about in training camp, it took him a while, sure. You know? And I don't think that's necessarily a knock on him. That's just normal life.
Yeah.
You know, for a day two draft pick, you got to be patient with him. And there's nothing wrong with it. You get to next March, and if it didn't work out at all, maybe you consider how's the draft falling to us, you know, and you have some options.
Dawson, I'll stay with you on this one. I asked Calvin Watkins, does Brian Schottenheimer need to be the primary play caller? What do you say?
If I'm Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, I guess I'm interested in, you know, seeing that. But I think their issues are fundamentally much bigger, that it wouldn't fix anything. You know, I think it's more play design and talent.
But you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, I don't think that really changes anything for you. It'd be the just change for the sake of change. If they want to do it, fine, but I would have zero expectation that it would actually fix anything.
I'd be stunned if it happens, right? I think McCarthy's going to want to go down, you know, swing and be the play caller, but it's a change that I would make, right? You got to change something. This offense looks stale. It looks gross. I don't think Mike McCarthy really has a good pulse on what's working in the NFL right now from that standpoint, or maybe he does and he just wants to prove that his way works, which is kind of on par for the course of the entire organization. But I would kind of like to see it. I don't know that it would fix a damn thing either, but just change something.
Yeah, I'd love to have an answer, like be a fly on the wall and figure out why they just don't do the motion like they did after the bye last year, or like the NFL trends say would make you more successful. I wonder if the quarterback doesn't want it.
Yeah, the quarterback might not want. But let me ask you this, though. Do you expect them to come out and have some success like they did last year with the bye? Maybe making some changes with the offense. Do you expect that as we go forward?
No, I think their morale is down. I think they're wanting to get away from football. I think they know their protection is bad. Their run game is bad. They only have one good wide receiver, and they're trying to punch the clock and get to February at this point.
The team in which they're going to be playing against in the 49ers, right. I haven't seen them play well offensively the last three times they've played them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you don't expect any major changes like they did, or a major adjustments like we saw last year in week 7,
overhauling the offense basically.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's tough to anticipate that, and it's tough to anticipate it working, because the overhaul they made last year worked for a while.
That's
up
what I'm
until
saying.
It didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, okay, what other trick do you have up your sleeve here? How many times can you snap your fingers in the middle of a season and revamp something that doesn't feel like something that you can just keep going back to? That was a one of one. hey, you know, appreciate that lightning in a bottle moment. Let's not let that happen again. You have all offseason to figure your crap out.
And it's one of those things where the pushback we got, and we got it all post game, Brian, was, well, it's the quality of competition.
Yeah.
And I wanted to argue against that the entire run because it's the NFL and it's hard and everybody you're playing is also getting paid to do it, and the way that they're beating these teams deserves credit. But that might have been correct. It might have been, hey, they can go ahead and put up good numbers against the crappy teams like we've seen, which they played for much of that stretch last year.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. We have Mark Schlereth coming up at 4:40. A hodgepodge is next, Chief. What's in store for the Hodge?
We got a lot of good stuff today. We got some Mav stuff for you, college football, and an NFL KO master next year in the nation.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.